We welcome in our Sportsnet golf analyst and former PGA Tour pro, Ian Leggett. Lego, as Bob McCowan calls him. Ian, how are you?
I'm good.
Excellent. What'd you think this weekend?
Elliot, I got two things for you.
Yeah, what's that?
All right. Number one, I think your job is safe, and I know you're not going to take Adam. So
yes, that is for sure. I've never been invited to do the tease, and I never will be. So that's one he'll have over me.
So I got a million questions for you, Lego. But here's one I really strikes me at the top, the number one thing. So Mackenzie Hughes wins towards the end of last year, mm-hmm. and now we've got Adam Hadwin winning and having a great finish yesterday at Bay Hill. Which one of them has the greatest potential at this point?
That's a good question. Well, I think Adam right now is you know, his rise has been, you know, just through a lot of hard work and perseverance. If we remember going back to 2011 at Shaughnessy, and he finished fourth at the PGA Tour event there at the Canadian Open. And I think that we're expecting a lot, you know, a little bit faster progress with him than we're seeing, you know, that we have seen. And I think that for Adam, he's just kind of picked it away. He's a very, very talented guy. And I think he's just kind of worked on all his weaknesses while he's been on the PGA Tour over the last 3 or 4 years. And he's gotten to where he is now. Now, Mackenzie Hughes, I mean, has taken a slightly different route, only primarily because of that quick win that he had. But at the same time, I think that you had two incredibly talented guys. But, you know, I'm not picking either one of them because I think that they're both equally talented. And I think it says a lot for the game of golf in Canada right now.
Are they our two best guys now?
Well, I don't know. I think you still have to put Graeme in that conversation. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't, you know, he's been injured. He's been a little banged up. And I think that we've got to give him a chance. And I think if we look at what Mackenzie and Adam are doing out there, it only motivates someone like Graeme.
Okay, so let's bring in Brooke Henderson. I was reminded of her this past week because I was up in Ottawa, and Chris Stevenson, who writes up there for NHL.com, is a pretty good golfer himself. He's actually going to see her in an opening tournament, I want to say next weekend or maybe the weekend after. Would you look at her and say that she's still the Canadian with the best future of all this country's golfers, or would you say that one of the men's players is still the person?
No, I think Brooke is probably it. I mean, we've got to look at it in a different light, though. I mean, you know, I don't want to take anything from the ladies tour, but the LPGA tour talent depth just isn't what the PGA tour is right now. I mean, you can't, you know, sure, there's about 5 or 6 guys that are semi separating themselves from the herd when we're going to talk about world number one. And every single time Dustin wins, if Rory wins, all of a sudden he's back and people are touting him as world number one. So there's 5 or 6 guys in that category right now, but you know, I think Brooke Henderson has got the talent. She's got the ability to become world number one. And I think that at such a young age and experience what she's experienced last year, there were lessons learned. Irrespective of how great a year she had, there were lessons learned last year. She played too much after she won. Mm-hmm. Dealing with all the media, all the sponsor stuff that comes along with that. And I think that, you know, at such a young age, that's a difficult thing to handle. So, and she's starting to play well again. And I think she took a deep breath after, you know, such a, you know, a meteoric year that she had last year. But I think Brooke Henderson's got the talent to win multiple majors and become world number one. Now, I don't necessarily think that, you know, Adam and Mackenzie are in that conversation of world number one. Who knows? I mean, you know, nobody would have ever had a conversation 5 years ago that Jimmy Walker would have won the FedEx Cup. That mm-hmm. would never have happened. So, you know, it's hard to pick these guys. And I think Adam Hadwin may be one of those guys. And, you know, we only keep our fingers crossed for stuff like this because it would be amazing for the game of golf. But I think Brooke Henderson is that person right now.
On the few occasions when NBC got around to showing Hadwin yesterday, on the rare, you know, when they weren't showing Ricky Fowler finishing 10 shots off the lead.
Or an alligator just running around the course.
Or the alligator.
Oh, wait, there's another alligator. I haven't seen Hadwin yet, but this is the 37th alligator.
They did talk, and I think Johnny Miller was talking a lot about two things. The putting. The putting's been ridiculous in the last couple of weeks. But I think some over 80%, some crazy number for fairways hit. When you talked before about the weaknesses in his game that he had to work on, were those two of them, or were those two things that he always did well?
Well, he's always driven the ball very well, and I think that, you know, the putting is just, it is the catalyst to confidence. I mean, when you're not playing well and you can make putts, it kind of keeps you in the game. If you're not putting well, we saw what happened with Tiger Woods. We saw with Graham Dillette.
Hey, Jason Day these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, well, Graham specifically, I mean, we witnessed what happened to him. I mean, he stepped away from the tour because of the psychological beating he was taking because he was starting to develop the yips. Mm. The only reason why you develop the yips is because you can't put it in. You can't make it from 3 feet. So it puts pressure on your short game, which means you can't chip it close enough, which means you can't hit it close enough. You're putting pressure on your iron game because you're so worried if you miss a green that you're not going to get it up and down. And then it bleeds into driving the ball in the fairway, because on the PGA Tour, if you don't drive the ball in the fairway, very difficult to get the ball on the green. So it's all encompassing when that starts to happen. For Adam Hadwin, he's top 10 in the PGA Tour in total putting right now. And that just has, bred so much confidence in the rest of his game. And that's the reason why we saw him play so well again last week. And I don't see any changes in that. I mean, I think that with Ralph Bauer as his, short game instructor, and he really helped David Hearn out a lot in that particular area as well, to give him success on the PGA Tour, just shows the time and the effort put into to address the weaknesses in his game has gotten him to where he is right now.
You know, Ian, during the call-in segment last hour, he had one fan who said he was getting upset with Johnny Miller. You know, when Hadwin was struggling, Miller was talking about how he didn't like his swing, and now that Hadwin's doing well, Johnny Miller loves him. And I said, first of all, remember, all broadcasters are phonies, so you should never listen to us anyway. But, obviously you're on the air, you're a fan as much as you are a broadcaster, you know the game so well. What do you say to a fan like that? You tell him, worry, don't worry. That's just who Johnny Miller is. Like, he was just curious about asking you about your opinion about Miller deconstructing Hadwin and then changing the opinion based on a victory.
Well, we know where Johnny Miller goes. Yeah. He actually pushes those buttons on purpose. I mean, the comments he's made, over the years about, Tiger Woods, and the comments he made at the Ryder Cup about them being heartless and Jim Furyk not being a leader and all those, I think those type of things just are, purposely done to push the buttons. I mean, Johnny Miller has got some of the greatest weaknesses, that ever happened in the game of golf. But, I always laugh because Johnny Miller can't play on the PGA Tour anymore his ability to play on the PGA Tour because he became such a bad putter. But he makes comments like, if a guy misses a putt from 10 feet, that isn't something that should be missed. So, I mean, he's doing that to get your edge up. And, I relate. When people make those comments, funny, Elliot, you can sort of relate to this. When Sidney Crosby goes to the bench, the camera goes on Sidney Crosby.
Yep.
They don't get the camera on anybody else. So when Ricky Fowler is one of the guys that moves the needle, as far as a broadcast goes, and they're showing him when he's 8 shots behind still hitting golf shots, there's a particular reason for that.
And it's because people care about them. They're the newsmakers, and they get the headlines, just like Damian and I will when we resume in 8 minutes.